Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 5 of the That Girl She podcast. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 5 of the That Girl She podcast. On today's episode, our topic will be on expectations. Now, for this episode, I didn't look up a definition, and I didn't look up an analogy, and I didn't look up any opinions or mindsets on the word of expectations, because the season that I'm in my life right now, it's been definitely molding me and shaping me. And when I think of the word expectations, it puts in my mind or puts me in a place of refocus, rebuilding, refocusing, and retraining. And I'm at a point where I don't want to get in my own way, and I don't want to allow me to stop whatever God has for me. In today's episode, our verse will be found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3. And the verse says, "As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue." I'm going to read verse 4 because I really, really like verse 4. "By which we have been, which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that though these things may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." So, the reason why I read that verse is it was an address to the church. And it was an address to Simon Peter. And the way the King James Bible titles the beginning of the chapter is "Greeting the Faithful." When I think of expectations and I think of greeting the faithful, I think that as Christians and as people, we expect things in life. We expect things to happen. We expect things to change. We expect to be better. We expect to grow. But I think God really wants us to realize that in every single part of this journey of life, in every single part of our expectations, where can we see God in our expectations? Today, when I was driving to practice for church, I wanted to drive, and God has been putting it in my heart to put more of an initiative to start getting behind the wheel. And I made a mistake, and I could have let go. And I could have said, you know what, yeah, my brother, just take the wheel. But God told me to keep pushing. God put it in my heart to not give up. And one of the points that I want to say is you can't only expect your moves. You have to also expect God's. And I feel like when God tells us to move, we just expect our actions. And I feel like sometimes as we make decisions and as we make steps in life, we tend to ignore what God has put in place. We sometimes ignore what God is doing or how God is moving. And I just want to highlight that because I really want in this season for us to be very intentional and very specific on how we target the areas that God has put in our hearts to target. And sometimes when I think of expectations, I sometimes want things to go the way that I want it to go. And God is showing me more than more that when you're dealing with a situation, you can expect a result, but that does not mean the result will be what you want it to be, or that does not mean that things will go smoothly the way that you want them to go smoothly. Another thing that I wanted to say that I liked, and this was something that's been laying on my heart all day today as I was cleaning my room and the house. You have to believe that the God in you is bigger than the fear in you. I want you to really think about the expectations in your life, whether it be with school, whether it be financially, whether it be spiritually, whether it be emotionally, whether it be physically, whatever thing that you're expecting to change or you're expecting to grow in. I'm going to say this one more time because I feel like this is just something that is really pushing me, especially in this season, to be very intentional about my expectations. And I want my expectations to be rooted in what God has. You have to believe that the God in you is bigger than the fear in you. You have to believe that God is bigger than your finances. You have to believe that God is bigger than your failures. You have to believe that God is bigger than your emotions. You have to believe that God is bigger than your pain. You have to believe that God is bigger than your hurts. Because for you to expect what God has promised you, which is peace, which is joy, which is love, which is faithfulness, which is kindness, you have to get to a place where you believe the God in you that you have received when you accepted Christ via the Holy Spirit is working in you, is moving you, is pushing you, is growing you, and is molding you to be the person that God has called you to be. So when you expect things, you expect a situation, expect God. And what I mean by expect God, you're going to work today, expect God. You're going to sleep, expect God. You wake up, expect God. You're going to use the restroom, expect God. You're going to write, expect God. Being intentional in every area in your life, God is in it. God is moving in it, and God is working in it. And that'll really change how you go about the world. That'll really change how you interact with people. That'll really change how you see yourself. And that'll really just create such a dynamic of really seeing that God is active and God is moving every single day in our lives. So before I close, I want to read the verse one more time. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. And his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. To the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. I want you guys to remember that the God in you is bigger than the fear in you. God has called you by glory and by virtue through the knowledge of him, and has given you power to pertain a life of godliness. So in every expectation that you have, expect God to intervene, no matter the outcome of the circumstance. Thank you again for tuning in to the That Girl Chic podcast. I want to say a prayer as we close. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to pray for everyone that is listening. I want to pray that you would just cover their hearts, and I want to pray that you would just give them grace and mercy, Lord, as they continue throughout the day. Lord, again, thank you for all that you've done, and thank you just for giving them the opportunity to be here today. Lord, again, I ask you that you would just help us expect you in every situation and expect you in every single circumstance. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In your holy and precious name, I pray. Amen. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galiel, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.